WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A wave of storms is moving across parts of the country, snarling what's expected to be a record holiday travel season. FlightAware says thousands of flights were delayed in the U.S. yesterday, while more than 700 were canceled. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has more from New York's LaGuardia Airport.
Storms and wet weather put a damper on holiday travel for drivers and flyers in Texas Thursday. More than 260 flights were canceled at Dallas Fort Worth International Airport yesterday. Another 500 plus flights delayed.
Dallas Fort Worth Airport was ranked number one on FlightAware's misery map with the most cancellations and delays in the U.S. on Christmas Day. Latoya Pugh knows all about that.
We have a connecting flight here from DFW to Tokyo for our second anniversary, and it's been delayed 12 times.
Parts of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas are still under severe weather watches this morning. At least three tornadoes were reported in Houston. CBS's Katie Weiss is there.
The Texas governor has issued an emergency declaration and has activated emergency responders, including swift water rescue teams.
Today's storms could bring more tornadoes, wind gusts up to 80 miles per hour, and large hail. There was a vigil in New York City last night for the woman who was set on fire and killed on a subway train Sunday morning. The alleged attacker is due in court today. The Reverend Kevin McCall was appalled no one helped the woman.
They just watched this young lady burn on fire alive.
The Reverend's also upset there were no fire extinguishers on the train. He says the woman's life mattered. A U.S. official tells CBS News there are preliminary indications a Russian anti-aircraft system may have shot down the Azerbaijan Airlines jet that crashed in Kazakhstan, killing 38 people. CBS's Chris Livesay has details.
Investigators have already recovered both black boxes from the crash site. Experts are on their way from Brazil, where the plane was made, to help examine the data from those black boxes.
Those investigators are expected to arrive in Kazakhstan today. President-elect Donald Trump has promised to begin the largest deportation operation in U.S. history on his first day in office. CBS's Lilia Luciano spoke with the mayor of Englewood, New Jersey, about how people in his city are reacting.
Mayor Michael J. Wilds, who's also an immigration attorney, says members of his community are on edge.
People are very concerned. Even people who already achieved the golden grail, a green card or citizenship, are worried that there's somebody in their home.
Somebody who is undocumented and subject to a mass deportation campaign.
Mayor Wilds says he does not think the planned deportations are constitutional. On Wall Street, futures are lower, S&P futures down 23. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks lose to Brooklyn. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks looked like they were on their way to another home victory until the Nets took command late in the fourth quarter to win 111-105. A disappointed Bobby Portis, who scored 18, sat at his locker after the loss.
And we could have won that game tonight. We were up. We had momentum. They jumped on us in the fourth quarter, got momentum, and then we didn't recover. It sucks, but we'll be back Saturday. We're going to get a win.
The Bucks travel to Chicago to play the Bulls tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers getting ready for their rematch against the Minnesota Vikings Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium. Green Bay lost at home to the Vikings week 4, 31-29. The Vikings led 28-7 at the half.
Yeah, I think overall, I think it wasn't our best game. Obviously, I think just too many turnovers, and I think we just got in a hole early.
We just got off to a slow start, put ourselves in a hole, and I like the way we finished. We did some good things in the second half, but just not good enough in the first half.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Golden Globe Awards are just around the corner. The award show does not anticipate as much controversy as last year when host Joe Coy offended some of the attendees and writers. This year, comedian Nikki Glaser has been selected to host and will fly solo, making her the first woman to host the show alone. If you like watching celebrities squirm, you might want to check out the broadcast because Glaser told People magazine she received advice from Ricky Gervais and intends to be edgy with the A-listers. The Golden Globe Awards will be broadcast January 5th. A fun tradition on Saturday Night Live has been the Christmas Joke Swap on Weekend Update for co-hosts Michael Shea and Colin Jost, where they write jokes the other has to perform. Kind of cute, especially when one of them is married to Scarlett Johansson, Jost. Jost ripped on his own wife thanks to the jokes written by his co-host while she watched in the wings from backstage and cracked up. Very funny and worth a Google. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory for low visibilities through tomorrow morning. Cloudy, foggy, drizzle, and lows in the mid-30s tonight. Rain developing for tomorrow and tomorrow night. Highs in the low 40s. Clouds to start Saturday, then some late day sun. Highs around 40. Currently 35 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, all. I am on vacation, but you're going to have Jimmy Costa behind the mic. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Schwabe.
The doctors in recital are dancing to our intro, so they were doing disco.
It was good. I liked it.
I like when you guys are here because you're so up all the time. You have to be because the Doctors in Recital is a cool show. Listen, we were talking about our question of the night is what is your least favorite Christmas song? We had an interesting little discussion. I don't want to try to recreate it, but you guys really lampooned some classics. You don't like Mariah Carey.
Mostly Paul lampooned.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I've been working on Christmas for a while now, so I might be Christmased out, I'm being honest.
But you don't like Mariah Carey. You don't like Lennon.
No. It's not that I don't like Mariah Carey.
Sorry,
I don't care for that song. Christmas song.
Yeah. Did you ever like it and got sick of it, or were you just from the get-go, you're like, this is not my thing?
My favorite.
Okay. No. Mm-hmm. And what did you guys say?
Santa Baby.
Santa Baby. Like that's Santa a bad one, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not everything has to be sexy.
Santa Baby. Yeah. I don't really have a Christmas song. Like, I'm trying to think, which one do I always skip, you know, when I'm listening to the Spotify, whatever. I don't know that I ever skip a Christmas song. Maybe I like them all. No, that
this
can't
is
be.
Just sucking up right now. You're sucking up to God and
one.
Santa Claus. And come on,
I
Kim.
Am trying to stay on the nice list. It is a fact.
These are the voices of a fraction of the Doctors in Recital.
A Kim Shefchik, small fraction.
Chris and Paul Piot are here. You guys almost didn't make it. How are the roads? I was worried you weren't going to find your way in.
Better than I thought they would be.
Not too bad.
And how far away do you live?
Swamico.
Oh, yeah.
So it was all right. We took the back roads.
Normally 10-ish minutes away. Yeah. It took us maybe 15.
That's not too bad. I always know, like I said, we're not going to get a bad storm if my wife expects a snow day or gets excited about it. And with the kids, too. They would get mad at me. I'd say, it's not going to happen. You're going to school. And they're like, Dad, why are you so? And then I'd be right. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, because when I'm wrong, you'll be happy. Mm-hmm. And I don't want you to go there and expect a snow day because it's not good.
It's true.
No.
There were many happy children today when it was announced we were...
Did you get out early? Okay, early
release.
That's not too bad. Mm-hmm. What do you like better, a late release or early release or a late start?
Ooh, I know
that's a tough call.
Yeah. And I'm not a teacher, but I would pick a late start.
Late start, yeah, same.
You get to sleep in, you get to enjoy your breakfast.
But only if, a late start, only if you know ahead of time,
yes.
So you don't set the alarm.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you set the alarm and they call it late, then you're up. So then I end up going in right away anyway then.
But then you have no minions bothering you.
It's true.
So as a teacher, then you get the time, it's quiet, you can get the room already.
It's true. Get things done.
Not that I would know. I would never survive a day in your classroom.
You've been in my classroom for a day and you survived.
Not alone.
You walked away limping.
Coming from someone who's around sick people all day.
Yeah, sick people are easier than middle schoolers. Especially when they gang up on you and they all have to go to the bathroom at the same time. And then who knows what they're doing in the back row. It's craziness. Craziness.
What the heck happened at the schools you went to?
Hey, we've got Doctors in Recital to talk about. You guys have a show coming up.
Yes.
I want to hear you guys play a couple tunes. So let's get to the January 25th at the Widener.
The last Saturday in January. Put it on your calendar if you don't have it. At the beautiful Widener. We have reserved seating this year, which is actually kind of fun because we used to have this pretty full house that people would show up like 2 hours early to grab their seat because it was first come, first serve. But now it's reserved seating. And we still have some great seats available and just a wide variety of music like always. But I'm pretty biased. I think it's well worth the money. $25 and up are tickets, and you will never see anything else like it.
No, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How did this start?
Well, I like to call her our fairy godmother. Lucinda Roberts is still our executive producer of the show. She, at that time, was working at Hyde Music with the Steinway Pianos, and Steinway was kind of looking for a way to publicize their pianos, get people in the store to buy pianos. And she said, why don't we get some people in the community who play piano? She knew a bunch of physicians who happened to play piano, and, you know, she decided to throw together this little Doctors in Recital. So it started more with a piano focus, but it's really evolved into a multi-dimensional instrumentation, voices, music, eclectic tastes all over the place. But we raise money for a good cause every year, and we like to say our tagline is making a difference by making music.
Love it. Mm-hmm. So were you surprised, Kim, at how much talent there was from people who aren't professional musicians?
Oh, yeah. The first year I went was the second year. I never saw the first year. The second year I went and watched, and one of the physicians I worked with at the time, Dr. Yoon Chun, well, I still work with her, but she was somebody who literally turned down a scholarship to Juilliard to go to medical school, and she is a phenomenal pianist, and she asked me to participate, and then the next year I ponied up and brought my friends with, and the first year we did Norah Jones, right?
Yep.
Was that our first year? Yeah. That was really cool. Still one of my favorites.
Does it bother you that there are people in the world who are smart enough to get into med school and talented enough to get into Juilliard?
I mean, it's not fair.
It's just wrong. Does it bother
you? What to do?
I'm sure she's a nice person, but come on. Let's do a random. I'm going to ask you somebody, a random Doctor in Recital performer, and you tell me what you know about them.
Oh, this is fun.
Pardon me. All right, here we go. This guy right here.
Oh, Dr. Gernt?
Dr. Gernt.
He's a cardiothoracic surgeon.
Sounds complicated.
Yeah, it's just a little bit complicated, and actually a genuinely nice guy. He actually enjoys biking, and I know that because I've run into him out biking. He tried to retire, but he still is working part-time at Bellin. He has a beautiful voice, so he likes to sing. He's not one that wants to have a solo, but he sings in groups. Okay. And he's got a great voice.
It says he does the national anthem a cappella.
Mm-hmm. With a group of guys. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting. All right. Good luck, Steve. Break a leg. I feel like I know him. After all right. You guys have something you want to play for us?
Sure. What do we want to do?
You want slow? Do you want fast? Do you want something relaxed?
Listen, Christmas carols. Your dime, your dance floor. Christmas carols are fine. Just something.
All right.
Whatever you guys think.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Doctors in Recital.
Sweet head, the stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The lady.
was unbelievable.
Rocking the baby in the manger, or whatever I sang. I don't think I got all the words right, but I can't read upside down.
Kim Shevchik, Paul and Chris.
You have other talents.
You guys sound so good together. You know what I like the most? I love Chris, you gave Kim a look, and you guys just smiled at each other while you were singing. That adds such a cool element of performing. I just think it is?
It's that Belgian string of unity. We come from the same motherland.
You do?
We do.
We like to pretend we're related, but who knows? We're both like from this family of immigrants, and we've never actually looked at it, but I bet we have a common denominator.
We've known each other forever, too.
But what is that? It's a Belgian thing? Like, people just... Are they closed off when they're not singing, but then when they sing, they're very gregarious? How does that work? I just think
we've been doing it for so long together. Yeah. I think that's what it is.
I love it.
I mean, truly, we both paid for college by singing for weddings and funerals together, which is something kind it's of true. Odd, but actually how we bonded.
It was good. Especially this time. So Kim also plays organ.
Oh boy, very badly. Like, very badly. So you'd go to a piano, like, a church expecting a piano, and it had this organ. I'm like, oh crap, I don't know how to do it. And then there's the foot pedals. So Chris would be underneath playing the foot pedals so I could play the keys, because I don't know how to do the foot pedals. They're like a giant keyboard, but I can't do that.
So she would play, and I would be underneath playing the pedals with my hands. We've been through some things, let me tell you.
We have.
That's a music war story right there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I really do love, like, when bands are playing together and the guitars will walk over and mm-hmm. or like Springsteen and mm-hmm. Little Steve. It's just, it adds something.
Oh, for sure.
On any mm-hmm. level, even if it's like community theater or whatever, you love seeing people have fun with what they're performing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We don't have a time to do another song before you go to a break, but what do you guys want to do? What do you want to do? Is Doctors in Recital all Christmas music?
It's after the holidays. No Christmas music.
I saw the clips you sent. You did something for Mamma Mia. That was great.
Yeah. It is not Christmas music. No. We decided tonight, because the snow is falling and, you know, we can see the trees from the Schreiber office building. I mean, it's very festive. Yeah. But no, our show is... no Christmas. I can't even think of a single time that we had anything that was considered a holiday song. But
you sound like you're angry at Christmas music, Kim.
I am now, because you told me I had to not like one.
That took a turn real quick.
It took a turn. Well, because by January 25th, you're sick of it, right? You're like, oh my gosh, another Christmas song.
I know. I don't know why I always thought of that as like a Christmas performance, but you're right.
It's not. No. I mean, if you're somebody who likes classical, we've got that. If you're somebody who's like into pop music or jazz or funk, we're doing a Dolly Parton song. We're closing the show with Nine to Five, which is going to be really fun. Might have some big hair, especially Paul.
Yes.
Get him some big hair.
You're going to get me some big hair?
We'll get you some
what
big
about
hair.
If you get me some big hair, I will wear big hair.
I mean, we make it fun.
What about Here You Come Again? That's a great Dolly song.
Oh, I like that one.
That's a good one. Here you come again. All right, Doctors in Recital are here. They're going to reflect over the next minute or so for this break and figure out what they want to play next. So great to have you guys here. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. We learn more from a 3-minute record.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
There's a problem with every sign. Bargain buildings, weights and pulleys. Feathers hit the ground before the weight can leave the air.
What do you guys think of this shirt?
Like it.
Do
I
you?
Actually, I actually was going to say, I really like that shirt.
All right. See, I think Jimmy's just jaded.
Because I felt a little self-conscious that I have a cat on my shirt.
That's acceptable, though, I mean, this season. Oh, yeah. This is not a Christmas shirt. It looks like something McLeod would wear when he's about to go bust somebody. And my pal Jimmy Pardo called me out on it. And I knew he would. Oh. I thought to myself, why am I wearing this shirt when Pardo was on the show? It's the first thing he said. So... thank you for saying you like it, though.
I like it.
It's serviceable.
I do like it.
The doctors in recital are here. Kim Shevchik, Chris, and Paul Piat. Great to have you guys in the studio. It is time to play Meet Another Doctor in Recital.
So fun. Oh, you picked a good one.
Did I? Good. Okay.
Oh,
tell us about
she
Tina.
She is so amazingly
Tina
talented.
Tina Sourhammer?
Now, okay, you joked before.
Is that
before.
A stage name?
That is her real name.
Okay.
You talked before and you joked about, well, is it really fair that they're smart and talented?
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay. You picked another good one.
She graduated from medical school, okay, at 22. So she graduated from college, GB, I think at 17 or something.
She was there when I was there, like
17 or 18.
And I think she was 16 when she was there.
Yeah. So she graduated from college early, graduated from medical school when most people are graduating from college, became a plastic surgeon, and then also subspecialized in pediatrics plastic surgery. And she can play the cello like you would not believe. And she's beautiful.
She served as Miss Wisconsin in 2003 and won the preliminary talent competition. I mean,
yeah.
I don't like her.
Miss Wisconsin. And she's super nice and very generous, donating her time.
She wasn't just in the past. She was Miss Wisconsin.
She was literally Miss Wisconsin. She competed in Miss USA, right?
I think so.
So she was, so many amazing things so far in her life, but she's an entrepreneur. I think she's building a new building now. Her plastic surgery and aesthetics and dermatology clinic is very, very successful.
And now you're going to tell me she's actually building the building. She's the one
constructing. Probably. She's constructing the blocks with her bare hands.
I would love to set Conrad up. Is she married?
She is.
I'm trying, man.
I appreciate it.
All right. What do you guys got for us? What are you thinking?
Well, we were thinking of bringing some joy to the world.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll work.
Oh, there we go.
Maybe Pete even wants to sing with us.
You should sing with us.
Do you think I'll do like a Phoebe thing on Friends when I have a cold? It'll sound great. This could be my one chance to be a good singer.
You have that real jazzy voice going.
I'll join in when I can.
We can do Smelly Cat if you want.
No, please, let's not do that.
I'm allergic. I don't actually know that one. I'd have to figure it out.
You don't need the guest, Paul.
Well, you said Phoebe, so, you know.
Oh, my God. Okay, here we go.
Conrad, don't laugh if I join in.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing. And
like, I only knew a couple, and I don't want to.
Joy, world.
And the first time I jumped in, I was like, ooh, let's pull that one back, and then I'll get my second wind here and go at it. But you guys sound so great. So what can people expect in terms of if they come to see the Doctors in Recital January 25th at the Widener Center? Mm-hmm. How long is the show?
Every year is a little bit different, and I'm going to guess this year's probably going to go about 2.5. So we start at 7, and we have usually about an hour and a half show, first act. Then we have an intermission. We have the Griffin Strings Quartet actually playing in the lobby for our intermission. They're one of our one of our recipients with their educational show they take on the road for our community, and they're playing as just blow you away. I mean, they're professional musicians. That's their day job and their night job. And then our second act, we try to keep a little bit shorter, but it it will definitely end with high energy, like I mentioned, with my friends. And the Power Tool Horns from Big Mouth, the local amazing band here in Northeast Wisconsin. The Power Tool Horns, so the four horn member of their band will be coming. They'll be in our show in various acts. So we bring in some local musicians, our drummer in our house band, Steve Seitz. He's awesome. He plays in several bands. He plays in the Packer band whenever you see the little Packer band that goes around.
I've actually met those guys here. They were here during the morning show once when I was here.
So Steve's our drummer. We just have a great eclectic group of really talented people.
Nice.
You'll see talent. You'll see a variety.
So who's the leader? Are you kind of one of the shot callers?
I'm the board chair, which means
Kim's
I
the boss.
Get to carry the mantle of responsibility, I guess. But we have a board. Our executive board has been a very close group for many years. So several of us have been involved for a long time and in taking various roles. But so it's not a... It's definitely not all me, thankfully. I'm not the treasurer or the secretary. I'm not the money person.
What is, do you have a history, Kim, with embezzling? Or what
you know, let's just say... No.
You'd be okay with the money. The secretary part would be bad because no one will be able to read anything.
Yeah, my handwriting's bad. I'm pretty good with organizational skills, but it's my system, probably...
We've learned a lot about Kim Shevchik here tonight. You guys, thank you so much for bringing the elements. This is so much fun. Good luck with the show.
Fun.
Break
Thanks
a leg.
For having us.
Maybe
thank
we
you,
can even squeeze in one more of these beforehand because there's so much fun having you guys
we
here.
We would love it, and we won't. Right. We won't. We won't do Christmas music if it's past Christmas.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Christmas is next week, so I'm going to go.
I'm going to go. It will be past Christmas. Before.
Yeah, you could pick the genre. You could ask your audience.
We'll do that.
Genre.
All right. All Doctors right. in Recital. Check it out January 25th at the Widener. Thanks so much, you guys. We're coming right
Thanks,
back
Pete.
With Mike
Thanks,
Clemens.
Conrad.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
CBS News Brief. The Deep South is bracing for more severe weather after some tornadoes in the Houston area.
I couldn't believe it. I've never seen a tornado. Hurricane is all we really get down here.
The man accused of setting a woman on fire in a New York City subway train is due in court today. At a vigil last night, the Reverend Kevin McCall blasted the bystanders.
They just watched this young lady burn on fire alive.
The Trump administration is planning the largest deportation campaign in U.S. history. CBS's Lilia Luciano heard from Englewood, New Jersey Mayor Michael J. Wilds.
We're dealing here with American citizens who can't speak for themselves.
Is it constitutional?
I don't think so. The administration's going to say we're not going to separate mom and dad's mom and dad. It's their privilege if they want to leave with their child. It's a cute way of saying we don't care.
A U.S. official tells CBS News the airliner crash in Kazakhstan may have been caused by Russian anti-aircraft fire.
Russia has Azerbaijan and Kazakhstan have all opened investigations.
CBS's Chris Livesay. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks lose to Brooklyn. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks looked like they were on their way to another home victory until the Nets took command late in the fourth quarter to win 111-105. A disappointed Bobby Portis, who scored 18, sat at his locker after the loss.
Yeah, we could have won that game tonight. We were up. We had momentum. They jumped on us in the fourth quarter, got momentum, and then we didn't recover. It sucks, but we'll be back Saturday. We're going to get a win.
The Bucks travel to Chicago to play the Bulls tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers getting ready for their rematch against the Minnesota Vikings Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium. Green Bay lost at home to the Vikings week 4, 31-29. The Vikings led 28-7 at the half.
Yeah, I think overall, I think it wasn't our best game. Obviously, I think just too many turnovers, and I think we just got in a hole early.
We just got off to a slow start, put ourselves in a hole, and you know, I like the way we finished. We did some good things in the second half, but just not good enough in the first half.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for things to do between Christmas and New Year's, there is lots to see in the theaters at the moment. If you're looking for a well-reviewed musical biopic where the lead character is a monkey, the film Better Man might be for you. It tells the story of the meteoric rise of British pop sensation and former boy band member Robbie Williams and his fall from grace. If you're wondering why they made him a monkey in the film, it's because Williams says he always felt less evolved, and because when he's on stage, he sometimes feels like a monkey. One of the weirdest trailers I've ever seen, but it is getting good reviews. Other films that open on Christmas Day include The Fire Inside, about a female boxer from Flint, Michigan, who becomes the first woman to win gold in the sport at the Olympics. Great reviews. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, starring Timothée Chalamet, is currently in theaters and is also incredibly well-reviewed and is getting Oscar buzz. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory for low visibilities through tomorrow morning. Cloudy, foggy, drizzle, and lows in the mid-30s tonight. Rain developing for tomorrow and tomorrow night. Highs in the low 40s. Clouds to start Saturday, then some late day sun. Highs around 40. Currently 35 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I celebrate music and comedy by welcoming punk band Radio for Pets, Doctors in Recital, and then comedian Jimmy Pardo. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Jim from Appleton says, "Aw, Pete and Conrad, it's always a great night on Nightlight." Thank you, Jim. And Judy from Lodi says, "Okay, Chipmunk Christmas song, annoying for old school, and Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas, so repetitive and way overplayed." Judy from Lodi. It is, but like Feliz Navidad, it hasn't gotten under my skin yet. But I respect your thoughts, Judy. Thank you for chiming in. You can all answer the question of the night. We've got many more texts to get to, which we will. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday, and that can only mean it's time for our popcorn pick of the week.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
All right, this is exciting for me. Joining us now to help us make the popcorn pick of the week, we're going to see what his pick is one of my oldest friends and the creator of the wildly popular podcast Never Not Funny. He's also an incredibly funny stand-up comic. Jimmy Pardo joins me now on Nightlight. Hey, Jim.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
How's it going?
Good. It's good to see you wearing a shirt out of the Tim Walz collection. That's what are you doing? What your listeners know what you have on?
Conrad, what did I say when I walked in tonight?
I just know Jimmy's going to make fun of my shirt.
I'll be disappointed if he doesn't make fun of my shirt. It's cold here, Jim. It's been mild, and I was in a hurry because I came to Green Bay, and I stayed overnight. I just grabbed the first long-sleeve shirt I could find. And I'm if he doesn't make a McLeod joke, I'm going to be thinking he's losing it or something.
I went Tim Walz. I went more topical than McLeod. You know, I love McLeod. I love Dennis Weaver. I'd like to say I love that shirt, but I don't want to lie to my friend. That thing's a nightmare.
You know what, Jim? I'm a little under the weather. It's warm. That's all I could tell you. You're right. I have better shirts, even though I'm not necessarily a shirt guy. This is not my best.
Yeah, but I mean, you'd have to have better shirts. I mean, every other shirt in the world is better than that thing.
Wait a minute. I know we're on radio, but this is the worst shirt in the world.
I think it is, and I've got one with a swastika on it. Oh, your shirt's worse.
He can make that joke because he's married to a Jewish girl.
Yes, I do not have that. I do not have a shirt with a swastika. I apologize. I tried to go.
Wow. Let's see if we can.
That's how bad your shirt is. It's the worst. Never
you know,
seen a shirt
I think
bad.
I got it at Ross. It was like $7. It was an impulse buy. I've got darker pants on. So there's a nice, it's earthy up top. And then I got, you know, some garden in the bottom. So
I don't know what that means, but I appreciate the garden reference.
I'm not at my best, Jim. That's why I need you here.
No, you're under the weather. Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. And I want to take you on a quick trip down memory lane because this was this came up yesterday. I thought of this when you told me you'd love to do it, but you had a dentist appointment or possible dentist appointment. So I remember years ago, I was in your and Danielle's wedding party, which was an incredible honor. And you were one of my best friends, and I was an honor to be a part of it. We roasted you a couple of days before your wedding. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of guys there. And I said, even though, I said, I'm surprised you can make it here because you weren't at a doctor's appointment. You always had a doctor's appointment. So I asked what was wrong with you. Brought down the house, Jim. It was maybe the last laugh I got in front of a full room. Now I want to walk that back because I'm A, much more sensitive now, but B, also because of HIPAA laws. I don't need to be saying stuff like that. I don't need to know what is in your medical past. But I'm concerned about your teeth. You had an appointment for the dentist. Is everything okay?
Teeth. I almost called you teeth. Teeth Straba. You know we call you teeth Straba behind your back, right?
I don't have good teeth. That's okay, though.
Oh, I don't know if that's true. I've never noticed you not to have good teeth.
I mean, they work. They're fine. But yeah. You, on the other hand, have one of the best sets of teeth in the business.
People
say that behind your back.
I'm going to tell you something. I've been very proud of my teeth my entire life. I've got a good set of choppers. There's no doubt about that. But in the last month, something's gone awry. Pete, I've had 3 root canals in the last 3 weeks.
What?
Yeah, here's the thing. I had some tooth pain, and we couldn't narrow down which tooth was causing the pain, so they had to basically throw darts, and we finally got it. It took to the third tooth before we got it. The good news is the 2 teeth that it wasn't, probably we're going to go bad soon as well with some cracks in them and so on. But having some teeth issues, but nothing that's not going to slow me down. I can still talk. I can still eat popcorn. I can still eat. Yeah. Last night I had some popcorn. I had a hot dog and a popcorn in a movie theater.
Oh, nice, Jim.
And I like snacks. I like eating. and my teeth provide.
Here's my issue. I had a crack. I had a filling. One of the fillings, the top of the tooth came off. They put a cap on it.
Yeah.
The cap is terrible. It was a terrible job. Nothing feels right in my mouth since I had that. So the other side, same thing happens. I'm like, I'm not fixing this because it's worse. So I've been living with a cracked tooth for a year and it's fine. It feels better than the tooth I had fixed.
Why don't you go to a different dentist? It sounds like your first guy with the cap. Did he put a cap on? What's the cap look like? Does it look like a mortarboard, like your graduation cap? Because that's probably not a good fit. Does it look like a baseball cap? Shouldn't look like that.
No, it just looks like a tooth. It looks like a tooth. It's white, but there's like a little wrinkle in it. It's weird. Yeah, maybe.
I'd like to see you go to a different dentist, Pete. I really do. I'd like to see you go to a DMD instead of a DDS. I think that's what you need to do here.
Should I wear this shirt?
I wouldn't wear that shirt ever again. I would use that. I know you said it was very cold there. I would use that for kindling. I would throw that in the fire and get that thing blazing.
It's supposedly flame retardant. I don't think that would even work. That's how bad.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
There's no way to get rid of that shirt. That's like a haunted shirt.
It's a haunted shirt.
You're stuck with that shirt forever. You throw it away. All of a sudden, you go back in your closet. It's hung back up.
Right, I can't get rid of it.
Can't get rid of it.
Jim, all right. I got to be honest. I had, when you first we were talking about this a little bit earlier on the show. You were one. You got in on the ground level of podcasting.
That's right.
And I said I missed everything. What was the MySpace? I missed YouTube. I thought that was stupid. Nobody's going to want to watch people's home videos. I was wrong about everything on social media or new technology.
You and me crushed it.
Yeah. Well, not you, because
except for the podcast.
Yeah, you got You're a right. podcast, and I had my doubts because of the double negative in the title, but it's working for you.
Yeah, the title's a mistake. Even though we're 19 years in, I wish we've gotten with anything else.
Really?
Yeah, Never Not Funny is it lends itself to people going more like Never Funny. You know, that's we get those people, and then they adjust their red hats and move on. But I'm very lucky. Matt Belknap came to me 19 years ago and asked me if I wanted to start a podcast, and I said yes. So it's while my name is on the show, he's the guy who had the idea, and I'm very, very grateful. It's given me a career, and here we are, hoping to God Jason Bateman stops doing podcasting so I can move up the rank.
Oh my gosh. Does that bother you when really famous people start podcasts? It's like not even fair. They've taken all the commercial work and now they're doing podcasts. It's ridiculous.
It all happened during the lockdown, Pete. You know, these famous people couldn't make movies, and so their management went, hey, why don't you try a podcast? And then all of a sudden, rich people, movie stars, are using Zoom or whatever platform to talk to their buddies to do a podcast. And then they realized that they can make a ton of dough out of it. And so when the industry opened back up, they went, well, I could still take an hour every Monday to be on and make millions of dollars doing a podcast. So it does bother me because I did this because I wasn't, I was between jobs.
Right.
This is for me. Jason Bateman, go back to being a movie star.
Yeah. You got enough.
You have it.
Exactly. You got enough on your plate. You don't need to be doing this.
You've got enough. I've got nothing, Bateman. Why take this from me?
Well, you got nothing.
No, I'm the best.
But you've got.
My teeth are falling out of my head. It's a disaster. I can't afford dental because Sean Hayes has to have a podcast. Right? Will Arnett has to talk on Zoom once a week, and I've got chiclets falling out of my skull. I don't know what I'm saying.
Chiclets is good. Piano keys would have worked too. Whatever. Not that your teeth are too big. They're perfect.
They're not perfect. What a weird thing to, to qualify.
Listen, we're both married. I can say that with no weirdness. You have great teeth, and they're not too big. They're not too small. You've got a nice. You've been dealt a nice.
I got a nice hand. I'm 5'3½, but God gave me good teeth.
Your teeth make you look like you're 5'11".
Boy, oh boy, I'm top of the world. Hey, Pete, speaking of being married and such, do you remember the time, and I know we have to talk about movies in a minute, but do you remember the time you and I went into Caroline's Comedy Hour in New York, and then on the flight back, you turned to me and said, as your wife Mary and my then-girlfriend Jennifer were picking me up at the airport, you said, hey, let's hug and kiss goodbye when we get to the airport and see how they react. And I said, yeah, let's do that. And then they're there to pick us up, and I turn to you and hug you and kiss you, and you don't remember that was the plan, and you wonder why it's happening.
Like, what's your story, man? What are you doing?
They're like, wait, what's going on, Jim? I mean, it was a nice trip, but what's that? It was your idea.
I can't remember anything, Jim. I, honest to God, you ever get that, someone will come up to you and remind you of something you did, and you have no recollection? Graham Elwood and I went to a movie somewhere in Michigan where the only two in the theater. He went up to get snacks. And I remember taking my shirt off and just being bare-chested. He says I took all my clothes off.
No.
I don't remember that.
No, you took your shirt off.
I remember that.
And then what ended up happening is, for some reason throughout Michigan, the lore became, hey, Jimmy Pardo went to the movies once and took his shirt off. And I was like, no, that's not me. That's Pete Schwabba.
How did you get roped into that?
I don't know. I think because you and I are friends.
Yeah, probably. He wears better shirts, though. So,
I am today.
Jimmy Pardo is my guest. Check out his podcast, Never Not Funny. It's great. And if you're lucky, you can see him. He doesn't do as much stand-up anymore. But where can people see you, Jim?
You know what, Pete? The only thing I have on the books is my residency at Flappers in Burbank, California. I have nothing on the books for 2025. I've got to change that. I've got to get to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I had a connection there. That guy's never, I'm mad at you. You somehow blew it for me. I wouldn't mind getting back to Appleton. I've always had great success in Wisconsin, Madison.
Oh, they're all great. Comedy on State is I guess it's a hard club to get into. They have such great comics come through there. It is such a well-run club. I can't even get
a sniff. I can't get anybody on the show from there. The owners, I'm like, look, I'll give you free. I just want to talk about comedy. They don't need it, you know?
Yeah, they don't. They're doing fine. I was last there before the 2016 election. That's how long it's been since I've been there. And I got a little political on stage, and they didn't care for it.
In Madison. Wow. Okay.
I'm as surprised as you are.
Interesting. So, Jim, all right. So, do you have a favorite snack? Like, you said you went to the movies. You got popcorn and a hot dog. We've been to several films together over the years, but I can't remember. What is your favorite movie snack?
Well, why would you remember that? That seems like something. You just said I can't remember anything. But if you remembered my favorite snack, that would be really weird.
But that's the kind of stuff I do remember.
I know.
I remember you saying, we were going to see The Rocketeer, and I said, one for the Rocketeer, please. And then you went up behind me and said, one for Oscar, please, the Sylvester Stallone gem. Yeah. And I lost my mind laughing at that. So I don't know why we
laughed so hard at that, but boy, we did. We laughed like idiots.
It was funny.
1 o'clock in the afternoon, sober. But laugh like we were drunk at 2 a.m. Pete, here's the deal. And I told my son, Oliver, 17-year-old Oliver, who, by the way, Pete,
can't believe
completely
that.
Off topic.
Yeah.
My son did stand up for the first time last week.
I think I saw that post and I think I clicked heart because that is really cool, Jim.
He did 7 minutes and it was fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
It was really at Flappers in Burbank, California. He went up and he did, dude, it was, if he sent that tape around today, he'd get work. That's how good of a set it was.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I was real proud of him.
So what's he going to do? Is he going to try to get more sets, or is he like, all right, I did it?
I think he's going to, you know, maybe go up some more on my shows. I don't see him at the moment anyway, like, hey, dad, drive me to the improv. I want to do a set.
Right.
But he could. He's ready. And I say that as a comic, not as a dad. You know what I mean? Like we know when somebody's got it, the kid's got it.
Here's why I believe you, because you wouldn't do that to your kid. You wouldn't say, you've got it, go up at other places.
And,
you know, I'm dealing with the same thing. I'm like, I wouldn't tell you if I thought you, I would say, try this instead or do that. And I wouldn't put my kid through that. No way.
No, you and I have lived this. It's it is not easy. It's horrible. The heartbreak. And anyway, movie snacks. So, Pete, what I do, and I told Oliver this because it's my go-to sentence that nobody seems to be interested in, but it's finally on topic. I don't care if I just left Morton's Steakhouse and had the biggest steak and potato and vegetable meal. If I then go to the movies 1 minute later, I'm still getting a large popcorn.
Oh, that's so great.
I don't care what I just ate. I could have been an all-you-could-eat buffet. If I'm going to the movies, I'm still getting the large popcorn, layered butter, delicious.
Yeah. So you are already my favorite. I mean, you're my favorite, one of my favorite guests because of who you are, but your enthusiasm towards popcorn, that's incredible. So let's do this. We're going to do a very short break, and then we'll come back and get the popcorn pick of the week. And I might have a couple more questions for Jim, too. And I'm going to do a quick wardrobe change. Conrad, give me your hoodie. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're not just another lover, no, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, can't believe it's true. When you lay in my arms and you do the things you do. You
can see it. This is 93.5 The Tap.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A 2023 decision in an Arkansas redistricting case found individual voters did not have a private right of action to challenge the maps. The state of Louisiana tried the same tactic in its chaotic gerrymandering case, but was refused on June 24th. Be looking for another challenge in 2025. Defying precedent, the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals held in a 2023 Arkansas racial gerrymandering case that individual voters do not have a private right of action under the VRA Section 2. It said only the U.S. Justice Department could bring such cases, despite individuals having filed 90% of previous challenges. Calling it radical, scholars expected it to be quickly overturned. But this January, the full Eighth Circuit refused to rehear the case. Seeing an opening, Louisiana asked the full Fifth Circuit to rehear its gerrymandering case on the same grounds, with 13 other Republican attorneys general urging a no private right of action decision. In a close vote Monday, the Fifth Circuit refused that rehearing. For now, the Eighth Circuit decision still only affects Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. But it's clear that private right of action is the new battleground and will almost certainly reach the U.S. Supreme Court. We've linked to more on the private right of action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Get up, Paul. I want to drive them home. When you're feeling blue, I'm thinking just of you.
Welcome back. Our question tonight is, what is your least favorite Christmas carol? What is the song that just completely takes you out of the season and spirit? To me, it's Need a Little Christmas. Conrad, I think, secretly likes the dogs barking. But we will, we're reading your text, so let us know what you think, folks, on the stream or on the app or on the old-fashioned text line. All are fine. Jimmy Pardo is here. He is the host of the Never Not Funny podcast. You have to check it out if you haven't. It's fantastic week to week. Jim, so, all right. So that was really impressive. You love popcorn. Even if you love have it. A full stomach, you're still getting popcorn. My wife is like that. It's just it's like a sense reaction or something when you go to the movies, right?
Yes. I feel like an emptiness, like a void if I don't order popcorn or like if I am having dental work and I have to get nachos or a pretzel instead, it just doesn't feel right.
Interesting. Wow. That's fantastic. Popcorn. All right. So that reason alone, Conrad, I think we're ready. We're going to make the popcorn pick of the week. We're going to hear Jimmy's pick. And he has good taste in movies for the most part, except for Oscar. So we're going to go with this. Drum roll, please. Jimmy Pardo, host of the Never Not Funny podcast. What is your popcorn pick of the week?
The Order.
I have not seen... Jim, I have... All right, I'm geeking out here. I went to a wedding in Chicago last week. It's not at my hometown theater. I went to this wedding in Chicago. There's a 20-screen multiplex across from my hotel. I missed it twice. I am desperate to see that movie, and you're saying it's as good as I am imagining it.
I enjoyed my son, the aforementioned Oliver. He and I went to see it just last night, Pete.
Wow.
It was great. Jude Law was terrific, and that Nicholas Hoult, is that how you say his name?
I think so, yeah.
A very tall, handsome, beautiful man. Terrific actor. It's really, really good. It's, it's got, that culty weirdness that I like in a movie. It's got, a little cat and mouse.
Yeah.
It's good. It's really
good.
That's
fantastic. That's a great pick. I'm excited to see it. It's reviewing well. Audiences like it. Jude Law is great. I like Jude Law, and I like a good heist film. And
it's a good heist film. Yeah. It's my actual review of it as Oliver and I were walking to the car was, I'm going to call this movie very, very good. I don't know if it crosses over to great, but I'm giving it very, very good. I can be talked into great.
I'll take very, very good any day of the week. I still want to see it. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a talkie.
Do you have a favorite snack when you're binge watching TV, Jim? Do you still go popcorn, or when you're in the privacy of your own home, do you change things up?
Boy, I still might go microwave popcorn.
Nice.
If I'm watching a movie at home, that's my go-to snack. God, I love popcorn. I just love it, and my gut will let you know that too. It's
kind of a good snack. It's kind of healthy in some ways.
They call it nature's broom, don't they, Pete? Yeah.
I hadn't heard that in a while, but yes.
I heard that once. I heard that once years ago, and it stuck with me.
I'm going to remind you of a story. This is
Taco Bell.
What's the Taco Bell story?
Oh, you made fun of me. Some jerk told me once, if you, after a show at night at midnight, make sure you eat Taco Bell because it goes right through you. You won't gain weight. Oh, yeah. And so I believed it. I'm eating burritos at 3 in the morning.
I said, I'm watching what I eat. And you said, no, it's Taco Bell. It goes right through you. I'm
an idiot. I don't know what I'm talking.
You doubled down. Yeah. Like,
That's not what I was going to say. All right, here's the story. There was a girl. I'm not going to use her real name. She was a comedian. Not that great, but she was kind of down on her luck. We were all hanging out after a show. Let's say her name was Penny. Okay. And she was saying, I just get the feeling I'm really starting to doubt if I'm at all funny. And before she got the word funny out, you said, Penny. It was so Chevy Chase and I had to walk away. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, I don't think she thought you were just being silly, but you kept her going for a while.
I need you, and I'm very serious. You need to text me the name of that person when we're done.
All right.
I need to remember who I said that to.
We'll do that. Okay.
I'm very supportive of the young people. You know that.
You are. What do you have a favorite Christmas movie, Jim?
A favorite Christmas movie? Yeah. Boy, oh boy, that's a great question. Boy, I don't know if I do, Pete. I wish I had this question in advance so I could have asked my wife if I do.
You really got to go to the well that deep for a favorite Christmas movie?
I don't know. What's Love Actually? That's a Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah, that's a Christmas movie. That's a good one.
I like that movie.
Trading Places, It's a Wonderful Life, Christmas Vacation, Home Alone.
I like Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
Do I have a favorite Christmas movie? I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite. I don't know if, like, hey, let's sit down and watch that to get me in the mood.
Yeah.
I don't think I do, Pete. I apologize.
I kind of love that you don't, because most people I've asked this whole season, they have it right there.
No.
But I kind of like that you don't really necessarily have one. Last thing for you, buddy. Do you have a Christmas song you never need to hear again?
You know what? I love the song Last Christmas by Wham.
Great song.
I don't like it by anybody else. Yeah. Like, I'm a Taylor Swift fan. I love Taylor Swift. Even her version, I don't want to hear it. I want to hear the Wham version.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Wow, that's great. And I could totally see that. Yeah, I could totally see that. Jim, this is so much fun. Thank you for coming on. Take care of those teeth. And I'll go shirt shopping. We'll forget this ever happened and we'll move forward.
Happy holidays.
You too, buddy.
That's Jimmy Pardo. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. That's Jimmy Pardo. Check out the Never Not Funny podcast. And let's see if we can get Jimmy in Wisconsin here doing stand-up. He's very funny. That was fun. So is this shirt really that? I had to stave off laughing.
It's hard to look at.
I knew he was going to say that.
It's hard to look
at. I mean, it's not a great shirt, but it's serviceable. Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap. Dom Salvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney and host of Amicus, the Law Review, will join me to discuss if the president-elect should be disqualified under the 14th Amendment's Insurrection Clause. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. More severe weather in parts of the country today could be tough on holiday travelers. CBS's Bradley Blackburn is at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
In New York, the Port Authority says more than 5 million travelers are expected to pass through area airports over the holiday season. And while the busiest travel days are already behind us, a big jump in airport traffic is expected now through the new year. Passengers at New York's LaGuardia Airport told us they're prepared for the holiday rush. Some are urging others to make the best out of any travel hiccups.
Delays make great adventures and you never know who you're going to meet.
AAA also advises travelers to know their rights. Federal guidelines now require airlines to give travelers a refund for canceled flights.
FlightAware reports there are already more than 500 delays in the U.S. today and dozens of canceled flights. Yesterday, there were at least three tornadoes in Texas.
Tornado warnings issued throughout southeast Texas around